The Gods of Mars by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Forward. Twelve years had passed since I had laid the body of my great uncle, Captain John Carter of Virginia, away from the sight of men in that strange mausoleum in the old cemetery at Richmond. Often had I pondered on the odd instructions he had left me governing the construction of his mighty tomb, and especially those parts which directed that he be laid in an open casket, and that the ponderous mechanism which controlled the bolts of the vault's huge door be accessible only from the inside. 12 years had passed since I had read the remarkable manuscript of this remarkable man. This man who remembered no childhood and could not even offer a vague guess as to his age, who was always young and yet who had dandled my grandfather's great-grandfather upon his knee. This man who had spent 10 years upon